Hello, my good friend, the Mayor of Montreal, Monsieur Draper. This is Kenneth Nicol from Hyatt, Victoria, Australia, sending you greetings from Victoria, Australia, to you and all of your good people of Montreal. This is merely a greeting to say hello to you, sir. For a period of time now, your city has been so thoughtful in sending me some wonderful publications on the city of Montreal, which I have sincerely enjoyed, and passed them to my many friends to enable them to be able to acquaint themselves with the marvellous city that you are a mayor of, and this I've no doubt you are very proud to be. You do not, of course, know me, nor I you, but this is to say hello with hands across the sea from Australia to Canada. Melbourne, the capital of Victoria, the southernmost state of Australia, is where I reside, and Hyatt is a suburb, of course, of Melbourne. And our home here in Hyatt is located some 10 miles from the centre of the city. Melbourne, of course, is a very large place, as you can well imagine these days, and is growing from year to year very extensively, and the industry here in Victoria is very, very large and improving from year to year. Our natural resources, of course, are very great in regard to mining, primary industries, heavy industries, manufacturing, hydroelectric schemes, and all of this type of thing. So I, being born and bred here in Melbourne, am a very proud citizen of this city. I have never been out of Melbourne, I have never been out of Australia, I should say. I have been to other capital cities in this country, but I have never been overseas in any shape or form. But I have many friends around the world, and this is my means of communicating with these many good friends. One good friend I have, by the name of Ernie Rawlings, is a resident in your fair city in Montreal, and he lives, of course, in Montreal, and I correspond by tape with him quite a lot. Also, another good friend I have in Rochester, New York, sends me quite a lot of very interesting information. The main thing, of course, that we have in common is the fact that we are all theatre organ music lovers, and this brings a common bond to a number of people, including myself, around the world. And I tape, as I said, with people in Montreal, in the United States, in England, and various other countries. And taping, of course, is a wonderful way to get to know these people. And it occurred to me only recently that this would be a very good means to say hello to you, just to make your acquaintance, and thank you for the publications that arrive so regularly, which, as I say, I impart to my friends, and we all look forward to receiving this wonderful communication from month to month with all of its many varied interests in same. The temperature here today, a noisy aircraft flying overhead, the temperature here today is 70 degrees, and this is the 27th of December 1968. It is very mild climate in the main here, although of course we do have extremes. We get it up to and over 100. on occasions, but this is not usually so. We get it down into the 40s, but there again, of course, this is nothing like the extremities and the climate that you have. Up in our mountains and so forth, of course, we have plenty of snow during the winter months, but in the main, the temperature differential would range from the mid-50s to the mid-80s, with extremities on each end of that on rare occasions. So you can see our temperature range here is very moderate and quite an enjoyable one. At this point of time on this tape, I would like to express and send to you the very, very best of new season's greetings for the coming year of 1969. And may the world and God look upon you and all of us with favour in this coming year. No doubt we will be trialed with many tribulations, but there again, has not the world been trialed with tribulations from virtually its inception? Let us all hope and pray that everything shall evolve to make the world a better place for mankind to live in. And I'm sure that it is with your help and the good people helping you administer office in yours and similarly in so many other parts of your country and our country that this means may eventually be accomplished and make the better place, the world a better place for us all to live in. Please do not take this tape as being one of a nature of recapitulating all of the adversities that the world has had to go through in the last 12 months or so. That was merely touching upon a subject which is, of course, not very pleasant to any of our hearts. But perhaps let us look on the brighter side, and again, let me say, I wish you all the best for the coming year. I'm a married man of some 51 to be precise, years of age. I have a married daughter who is 24. I have no grandchildren yet. Perhaps that may be something to come. Let us hope so. I am an engineer by trade and have charge of some 30-odd men in a large industrial plant, a big metal plant, where we do everything from small press metal work up to heavy boiler structural type of work. Now, the section that I control is but a small one of a large plant, and I have about 30 men under me involved in tool making and press work. And of course this work is of such a varied nature and so interwoven one department to another that there's a tremendous amount of liaison necessary to the various sections of the particular plant. At the moment, our plant is closed down for a three-week annual period, which is the only time of the year that we do close down. So one is able to catch up on some of the activities such as taping and this sort of thing that I am so interested in. Electronics being my hobby, as it were, it gets me away from the pressure of daily activity and routine. And I assure you, sir, that in these days it is a very high pressure kind of an existence in our particular field of work. So this gives me a physical and mental outlet to be able to express myself in some form to somebody else in another part of the world and hope that in due course I may receive from them greetings and impart to me some of their thoughts and reactions, because of course what seems so trivial and uninteresting to one individual can be so interesting to another one when they are so far removed. For argument's sake, even just the general topography of your city would naturally be of interest to one such as myself. We hear ourselves in Melbourne, which is on the map at the northernmost point of a huge bay, namely Port Phillip Bay. We are more or less in the centre of the circular of the bay, and all shipping into this huge bay must come through the two adjoining landmarks, namely Point Nepean and Point Lonsdale, to enter into this bay. These two landmarks are only about half a mile apart, and yet to travel right around the bay from one to the other, it is in the vicinity of about 150 miles. So you can see it is quite a large bay. Well, this just about concludes this side of the tape.